Way down south, I know of a place that's called Ponyville. I lived a filly named Pinkie Pie. She was a thrill. No one needed no one's feeder compared to how she bakes. This is a story all about how she made her famous cupcakes. One day, Rainbow Dash came to her on her side of the line. She said, oh yes, Rainbow Dash, oh you too, shall be mine. She led her into her house with a promise of a surprise. Little did Rainbow Dash know this little filly was full of lies. No, Pinky, no, don't give back for a four-minute-rich cupcake. But too late, she already ate it and sealed her own fate. No, Pinky, no, don't take that knife out of the cupboard drawer. You're too slow, Pinky, you mean old mare, you're rotten to the core. Deep in the dark and moldy basement, oh, who do we find? Rainbow Dash woke up to find herself in chains of bells to find. Ha, Pinky, that's a good one. What a good joke. She cried out of fear. But she discovered this was no prank as the knife got slowly nearer. She started kicking and screaming and hollering at the drop of a hat. Pinky cried, oh, come on, Dashing. I thought you're tougher than that. No, Pinky, no, don't cut up her body. You'll be locked up in prison. No, Pinky, no, please don't play with that girl's body parts. Far too slow. Come on, Pinky, please have a heart. Blood and gore and blood and gore and blood and gore and gore. Blood and gore and blood and gore and blood and gore. Pinky was arrested a few days later on a sad summer morn. Artie's gone and Rarity's missing her magic horn. Off to the hospital, away she went, a nice one by the lake. She wasn't done yet, oh not yet, she had to make one more cupcake. No, Pinky, no, don't escape from those iron gates. Twilight keeps